start doing the lights. Hello everyone, my name is Keita Garanche and I'm a level design coordinator working for CD Projekt Red. And today with my awesome buddy Łukasz Babija, lead QA, who's going to play this. This is not a B-roll, this is going to be live. We are super proud to give you Cyberpunk 2077. You're one of the first people in the world like to see it outside of the studio. The presentation is going to take about 50 minutes. And during which absolutely no videos and pictures are allowed to be taken, but I think that's self-explanatory. And this is a work in progress product. Some glitches and other stuff like that could occur, but I think we're still gonna have a pretty good time. Okay, a little story wrap-up before we begin. Cyberpunk 2077 plays in an alternate timeline. America is in pieces. Megacorporations run all aspects of life, and the streets are run by organized crime. In between, sex, decadence, pop culture mixed with crime, violence, and the ever unattainable American dream. Now you're going to be playing with V. V is a very skilled urban mercenary. In a world where everything is literally trying to put you down on your knees, the only way to make a stand for yourself is to carve your own path. Now V chooses to exist outside of any system and only obey the rules that she makes. V is a cyberpunk. And the most important thing for her is to maintain the control over who she is. And we would like to give this control to you. And of course, we're going to start with our character creation. And for the sake of the presentation, we're going to go with the female character. And since we are an RPG, we will start by assigning a backstory to our character. Not only does this enrich the experience as a role-playing game, it also provides a lot of socializing opportunities later that this opens up. Some vendors might be available. It might affect the story in many, many different ways. So let's continue. And of course, you'll be able to fully customize your character, setting up hairstyles, eye color, anything you can think of, you can fully set up for yourself. Of course, including tattoos and everything. And what would an RPG be without numbers, of course? So you'll be able to customize your attributes, setting up some skills that provide you with some stronger aspects and not so strong aspects that detriment. But this is going to be fully your character that you own. You might notice that we don't select a class here. That's because we have a fluid class system that lets you adapt to the game's challenges as you go. And I think with that, we're ready to enter. So we are near the beginning of the story. V, her friend Jackie, and a netrunner called T-Bug are on a mission to retrieve a missing person.
Always clear. Go.
1237, on your right. Girls inside, biomass been down an hour. Better
delta. Oh yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 plays in first-person perspective. It's up close and personal.
Should have full access in 2.8 seconds.
Scavenger hideout. Now these people kidnap people who harvest their cyberware. They have great value on the black market. Okay, there's definitely gonna be a fight here. So let's prepare for the reflex booster that we'll be able to trigger on demand.
Ha ha!
Layout shows only one room left, the bathroom. Go.
Robot. Just making sure. Double tap.
Cabrones.
Got our target.
We make it, she alive?
No, in a minute.
Good.
Jacking into Biomon. Sandra Dorset, NC570442. Got a winner. Well, she will be if we can get her to a hospital. Sheesh. Trauma team Gladden, too.
Gladden? Shit, TT should have swooped in if she sneezed.
Something's jamming the Biomon signal. Talk to me, T-Bug.
Virus, probably. Locate her neural socket. Should be a shard slotted in. Shit's probably on that. If we clear it, free up the signal, TT could actually drop in, take her off our hands.
Got the shard. Removing it now. Done.
Creating a problem again. An emergency evacuation unit has been dispatched and is due to arrive at your location in 180 seconds.
Biomon claims trauma will be here in 3 minutes.
Like the fucking cavalry! Let's get her out of here.
Your premium plan will cover 90% of the projected cost of your rest.
Yeah, that's you flatlining!
V, you need to know what's going on.
Jackie, air hypo!
Get China!
She's stable.
Where are China? Get her outside. I'll cover you.
So the thing we removed from her neck kept help from coming in and picking her up. This is trauma team. So this was Trauma Team, a form of very expensive, exclusive medical insurance. They will save
you.
Well, by trying. Okay, so T-Bug reminded us that there's reinforcements coming in. So let's make a break for it and let's get out of here. Okay, so we managed to successfully finish the job, and V has some money to burn. Now, Cyberpunk 2077 is a mature, visceral experience, offering a lot of interaction possibility with the environment and, of course, the people. Johnny has some good news for us, and we have an appointment with our Ripper Doc, so we need to get out of here, but before we do that, let's take a look around. Good morning, Night City. The song you hear in the background is sung by none other than Johnny Silverhand. His name might be familiar from the original rulebook of Cyberpunk 2020. So before we leave, Let's gear up. Let's take our pistol. And let's get dressed for the occasion. We're going to take our jacket, which not only looks cool, but it provides us with significant defense. Also, it gives us a small boost to street cred. It is a form of quest currency that you acquire via side quests, and it will let you discover new socializing opportunities, enables new vendors. Okay, V's apartment is located in a mega building. It's a huge complex, forming its own micro-society, giving home to lots of inhabitants and quest opportunities. Now, if you look around, you will see a lot of manifestations of different kinds of technology. Now, everything either comes from the lore, or we make sure that it makes sense within the system. Let's check out that ad on the left here. It's pretty cool what it does. If you interact with this, it will highlight where you can buy the item it was advertising, which in this case is Nicola soda, a form of beverage. Let's take one for later for a small health boost. And by the way, if there are any journalists here with us, they'll be happy to hear that in our alternate future, printed press is still very much a thing. All right, lots of cool guns here. This is Wilson's place, by the way, a friendly neighborhood gun dealer. We could spend hours here browsing the goods, but we have a very limited time for the presentation, so I think we need to press on. Cyberpunk 2077 plays in Night City, which is located on the coast of the free state of North California. And we're working very, very hard to make Night City a fully realized, seamless, open world with no loading screens. It consists of 6 unique districts, each with its unique people, opportunities, and hazards. And we're in the Watson District, a fallen corporate giant where crime mixes with money. Welcome to Night City. We're working super hard to push our community systems to the limit to give you a very, very immersive, living, breathing ecosystem for people coming from all facets of life. You'll find gangers, corporate agents, each having their full day cycle, full day and night cycle, and their activities to do. And in the middle of all of this, our friend Jackie waits for us.
Finally! Buckle up! It's happening!
What's up, Jack?
Dexter Deshawn. Huh? Sound familiar? Wonder what's to talk to you. Okay, see that caddy? Good luck on the job, I know.
Fine, I'll meet him.
Talk. I'll be the CEO Rippers. He lives to me there.
Alright.
Good luck, V!
So we have caught the attention of none other than Dex Deshawn, one of the biggest ballers in Night City. He's a fixer. He gets things done. Let's see what he has for us.
Miss B, a pleasure. Let's roll. Scanning a serious job just now. Plain gargantuan compared to smashing up a scarecrow. You interested?
Interested, sure. Tell me more.
Glad to hear. Before we get started on this, though, I need to be sure. Sure you all right.
The nature of this test.
Start of the show. See, got a classic tale for you. a psychopath, just doing his thing, jumped a court condo, got away here. Now I need me that little combat bottle. They call it the flathead. Of course, I got the eddies to buy it, but me and the Maelstrom boys ain't the best of friends. No flow to our combo, you see.
Who's the woman?
Corporal Agent. She's on the hunt for the dogs who sold the Gangoon Jinfo on the convoy. Got herself a prisoner. Her chief suspect. Going on 20 hours since the convoy was jumped, and she still don't have no good about it. Gotta be desperate by now. Be wise to think how you could use that. Got any questions for me?
We're on it all, I think.
Tell
my
budget work. Beautiful. Here's hoping my income checks out.
So, see you at the afterlife as soon as the job's done.
You good? And this will be the start of a beautiful friendship based on heaps of eddies.
So Dex wants us to retrieve a piece of high-end military gear, but the assignment comes with a twist. He's not giving us the money to buy it, so we'll need to approach this quest with a lot of care and attention to how we figure it out. So I think it's advisable to call the contractor, the military agent.
Heard you were looking for some tech. Let's talk.
Hey, everybody shut it! Where is it? Come on, spell!
On the horn? No.
Amateur hour, Jesus.
Alright.
First exit off Skyline going toward the NID. Storm channel under the overpass. Meet you there.
So she seemed rather agitated. This might make the situation tricky. Let's prepare before we engage. So let's remember our assignment to the Ripper Dock. Let's go there now.
Yeah, you! See this camera? Yeah, got a real whack tank, change your fucking life!
This is a crime scene investigation happening on the side.
It's all here.
All right. I'll check it out while I wait for you.
Lee? Dr. Vector, we'll see you now.
Dr. Vector is our friend. He's a Ripper Doc. He's a specialist vendor dealing in upgrades to your body and abilities called cyberware.
Vicky, right as ever, you old Ripper. Need to bump up my specs and get a grip.
Real. Now, finally.
That shit just got real. Hitting the major leagues. Got a job from Dex Deshawn.
The Dex Deshawn? That is something. But let me guess. Hasn't paid you yet.
Quit crying, Vic. I'll bring you the Eddies later. With interest? You know I will.
Last time, I swear. Now sit.
By the way, Eddies is short for Euro dollars, the currency of this world.
That's Taroshi. Best I've got. It should be about right under the circumstances. Now, Jack, in. You peruse and choose while I scan. See what's going on inside.
So we're going to buy two things here. First of all, the Kiroshi optical scanner.
Mark one, like I said. Decent enough scanner. This weighs down on your cornea.
And a subdermal weapon grip.
The link's not labeled. And to be perfectly honest, not entirely sure where the hell I got it. Still, looks like it'll talk to Kiroshi Tech.
I'm ready. Carve away.
Okay, all clean. Now for the fun stuff. Major League Army, yours right here. Just like that. Thanks. Now a bit of anesthetic, and I can start cutting. Feel anything?
Doug, play by play makes you sound like a dentist. You're always going on and on.
I'm gulping me now. Remember, I'm old. I got a shaky gimmick hand. Could slip. Lights out for a minute, all right?
I love this part.
Good, so let's test it. Let me do you in. You might feel a little discomfort, maybe blurred vision, low contrast, glitches. So, how's it look to you?
So the Kiroshi optical scanner comes with two pretty cool things we can do with it. First and foremost, we get to zoom in on things. Like, we get to choose what we want to look at. Exactly. We can check out anything. I like the poster in the back, for example. Which, by the way, looks pretty familiar. There you go.
This is fantastic.
I know.
Beautiful. Time for the scanner.
And the scanner gives even more insight into the world by revealing useful information about in-game objects. And of course, people, by their threat level.
First time's rarely the charm with anything, really. Scanner should eventually sync with your thought processes and read your intentions. I thought it would work like a charm. Now draw your weapon. You should see your ammo count in a brand new sight.
And that's exactly what the subdermal weapon grip does. So it'll display our ammunition count, plus if we have any active alternative firing modes installed, it'll show that too. Plus it adds a little extra damage.
Shit. Not bad. I don't know what to say.
Say you'll take this and remember the dosage. Two whiffs now and another two in an hour.
Thanks again. You're the best, Vic.
Come on, kid. Show them what you can do.
2 weeks. There you go.
Once you hit the big time, don't forget where you came from.
Who's winning?
Hernandez. You know, in the old days, they cripple
more. Oh, this guy will go on forever while box, so let's continue. So Victor here deals in, like, on the legal side of things. He gives us basic... Oh, leave the video. But from other Ripper docs, you can get some really nice, illegal, military-grade cyberware, too. Always have to hurt the kid.
Well, Kiroshi. Well, Vic's got a soft spot for you, Haina. Come on. How about you use them fancy-ass optics to scan my new wheels?
Sure. You'll have to let me do the first bit.
Hey, just watch the page, huh?
We got a game to play?
What's this been there for?